Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ward Mills. Dyke-Ward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ward Mills. That draws us to.
Jesus, Savior of the world. Jesus, Savior of the world. This is the day of good news. This is the time to preach about Jesus Christ. This generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of souls. Lost people matter to God, so they must matter to you. The command has been to go, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. No one has the right to hear the gospel twice, while there are people who have not heard it even once. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of mission. The nearer we get to Jesus, the more missionary we become. Sympathy is no substitute for action. If Jesus Christ died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for my dear Savior. About the good news. If you found the cure for cancer, wouldn't it be inconceivable to hide it from the rest?
rest of the world. How much more inconceivable to keep silent about Jesus Christ.
Treat you right, 'cause love is patient. So friends, I want to tell you what you need to do. Don't follow your feelings, oh no. And the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. Woo! And the pride of life, but love with action. And always ask the question. You want to know the question? Say, what kind of love is this? Oh, is it real? Is it love? Is it real? Is it love that I'm feeling? Is it real? Is it love? Is it real? Is it love that I'm feeling? Whoa, whoa. Jesus love, Jesus love, Jesus love is the love that you need. Oh, and greater love, greater love, greater love have no man than this. Oh, 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 oh. Is this love, 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 love that I'm feeling? Oh, oh. Is this the love, love, love that I'm feeling? You need to speak to your pastor. Is this love, 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 love that I'm feeling?
I'll marry you when I take you home. This is how you must learn about love.
when you love someone, you give and give. Oh, God, I wanna love the way you do. Stop shining on my love. Lord, I'm married now, and I want my love to last. I want to love and be loved for always. Much. Oh God, I want to still be loved. Am I asking for too much, Lord? Yeah. Is it possible for relationships to go on and on? So loving forever, I want my love to last. I want my love to last. Love never fails. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. This is the love that God has made, and I know that it will last through all the changing seasons of life. Oh, I want my love to last. Oh, help me, Jesus. I want my
Christian girl, all I want is a spiritual girl, all I want is an obedient girl, all I want is a humble girl, all I want is a happy girl, all I want is a cheerful girl, all I want is an exciting girl, all I want is a willing girl, all I want is a good, good girl, all I want is a great. All I want, all I want, all I want is a Christian girl. All I want, all I want, all I want is a Christian girl. All I want, all I want. much to ask for. Tell me, God. Special, and work hard, yeah. Don't be lazy. Be a strong Christian, not a cat man. Oh, show some real love. Be an A1 brother. That's what we want to see. Oh, brother, make her happy. Yeah. That is the reason you will marry her. A strong man, not a weakling. You must be firm and responsible to it with first love, yeah. Be the head, but be a friend.
Be nice, so nice.
Come on and care, and whoa, you've got to show your first love.
Be nice, so nice.
Come on, brother, you've got to be caring. How you show your first love.
Be nice, so nice.
Come on, be nice.
Be so nice.
You got to be nice.
Be so nice.
You need to be nice.
Oh, so nice.
First love, brother.
Be so nice.
Show some love.
Be so nice.
Take her out.
Be so nice.
Spend some money.
Oh, so nice.
Say, baby, I love you.
Be so nice.
Say, baby, I need you.
Be so nice.
Say, baby, I want you.
Be so nice.
Say, baby, I love you.
Oh, so nice.
Come on, brother. Gotta be an A1 brother.
Oh, so nice.
Oh, come on, come
so
on,
nice.
Come on, come
so
on,
nice.
Come on, hey,
so nice.
Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, so nice.
You've got to be nice.
So nice.
Come on, A1 brother, first love brother. You've got to be nice. Curtis. There comes a time we must heed a certain call. We must come together and preach. We must share the word of God to every boy and girl. We must show the greater love of God. We can go on pretending to Jesus Christ.
We are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching.
There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. God sent us His Son, so we will know that Jesus cares. And He came to save a sinner from hell. As God has shown us by dying on the cross, so we must give our lives to Him.
Oh, we are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching.
See, there's a choice we've got to make to shine the light.
when there's no hope at all. And in the lake of fire, there is darkness everywhere.
Let us realize that a man cannot be saved
except through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are His people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching.
There's a choice we've got to make, to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world for Jesus Christ.
Choice we've got to make, and we've got to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ.
Oh, we are the church, we are His people, we are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching.
Yeah, we are the church, and we are His people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So come on, get up and let's start preaching. There's a choice we've got to make, and we've got to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world to Jesus Christ.
And
we are the church,
God's church.
We are His people,
God's people.
We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching. There's a choice we've got to make, and we've got to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ.
Give Jesus the loudest shout, scream, the highest jump, the fastest run of your life. Hallelujah. Touch three people, say, I can feel the presence of God. Touch two people and say, we are the church. Let's start preaching.
Let's start preaching.
Amen. First Love Church, today is Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Shh. Some of you didn't hear, so I'll just take it again. Today is Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Hallelujah. And I tell you, we are in for a treat. I don't want to waste too much time. Prophet is back home. The Filipinos have had their turn. The Koreans have had their turn. And our prophet is back in his home pulpit tonight. And I don't know if today is your first time, but your life is about to be transformed. Your life is about to be changed. The woman at the well said to Jesus, John chapter 4 verse 19, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Lay hands on two people and say, "May you perceive the prophet of God." How many of you are ready for your miracle? How many of you are ready for a word from God? How many of you are ready for transformation? How many of you are ready for salvation? If you're as excited as I am, give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your hands and declare, nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Lift your right hand and declare it.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word.
Now look at your sickness and say,
hearken to the voice of God to thee.
Is there anything?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word.
Take hold of your neighbor and tell him,
For everything, yes, everything is possible with God.
Now lift one finger and declare to Satan, nothing.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Nothing
is impossible when you're trusting in His word.
Hearken
to the voice of God to thee.
Is there anything
too hard for me?
Lift your hands and say,
put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word.
For everything
is possible.
Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for today and your blessing that is upon us as we gather in your presence. Father, thank you that although there are many evils and many wicked things all around, you preserve us and bring us to this place. We are so thankful for your angels and your power that is working. We love you. We give you praise. I pray for all your little ones here today. Jesus, touch our lives. Thank you that you are turning everyone into a shining star. Thank you that you are converting everyone here from nothing to something. Thank you that what Satan thought he could do has failed. We declare it a failure. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your mighty power that is present in this place at this time. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's exciting to be back home. And thank God for bringing us again to church today. And we are really blessed. Amen. Amen. Today is Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Is that right? It's a good thing to honor because when you don't honor, you will never be honored. And you will never be recognized. So it's good to learn it and to practice honoring. Because when you don't honor, you criticize. You always do something. So it's either one or the other. So that is why I decided to train you very early when you are poor and you have nothing to honor so that you grow with it. And you'll be delivered from the wickedness of becoming a person who doesn't know how to honor. Amen. We are blessed this afternoon to have with us one of God's generals in Accra, an evangelist and a pastor and an apostle. Many years ago, he came to Accra. Hold on. He came to Accra and started conducting crusades and started having miracle services. And I decided to learn from whatever he was doing. So I attended some of his crusades to learn about miracles, because his church was actually called Word Miracle Church. Word Miracle. That is, you have the word, and then you also have miracles. So the church was called Word Miracle. And then he used to have Sunday evening miracle services, or Sunday evening services. So I also tried to appear there secretly. You know, without one another, we cannot advance. You know, when you look at one day after my children, I don't know whether Joshua or one of these children had been to school for so many years, kindergarten, and I asked, "What have you learned?" And he said, 1 + 1 = 2. And I realized that it takes a long time to learn a small thing. Do you realize that? Think of how many years school fees you pay. And he's gonna, what he has learned is that 1 orange + 1 orange is equal to 2 oranges. And that is actually what happens spiritually. It takes a long time to learn anything. It takes a long time to learn about miracles. It takes a long time to learn about church growth. It takes a long time to learn. It's very difficult even to follow somebody. We always teach about following, but one of the difficult things is to follow, because everybody is a mystery. Because I am mysterious. I know that I am mysterious. If you don't know, you will think that is usually a person who doesn't honor. You think that, oh, I know him. I know what he's going to say. And I know what he's doing. He's doing this. But you don't know. Because if you knew, you would do it. So, spiritually, it takes a long time to learn. So, I remember going to learn about miracles, crusades. I remember one time I went to a crusade and I saw cripples and so on at his crusade. And I pray that, Lord, when I have a crusade, I pray that people will one day have so much faith in healing at my crusade that cripples would come. Because you can have a crusade, no sick person will come. Before healing, no, I'm not talking about healing. Healing comes after. Yes, that they have the faith that they are going to be blessed. So anyway, we are really blessed this morning. I want him to come up, Bishop Charles Ajinasari. Let's welcome him. Thank you, Pastor.
Give the Lord a better clap offering. You can do it better than that. Give it to Jesus. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Will you please take your seat in the presence of the Lord? Amen. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. And I remember years ago when there was a bombing in the church then at Kolebu. When I heard it, I rushed the place to see. I've known your bishop for quite a while. I think in the 80s we met at Pearl of the East, where your bishop used to live. Yes, you were not. But there's something your bishop is doing that is resonating around the world, and that is bringing people to the Lord and church growth. Amen. A few days ago, one of my sons sent me a video done by some Filipinos about their visit here. And when I watched it, I said, wow, me, I'm in Ghana. I haven't even gone to see what is happening at the First Love Church. I will go there myself. Let me go and see what I can also add to the little I know. Amen? Because what is happening here is phenomenal. Give the Lord praise. And so I dropped him a message on WhatsApp and said, Bishop Doug, I want to visit your place with a team of my people. And I'm here with a team of my people. Some of my pastors and my leaders, will the team stand? Let's acknowledge your presence. All those who came with me. I came with a team of over 50 people. A team of over 50 people. To come, I don't just want to go and tell them this is what is happening. I want them to see it for themselves. I want them to also learn what they can learn. So I'm here today to share fellowship and to learn and to grab as much as I can grab. There are some things that are really not taught. They are caught. And I'm determined to catch something from this mysterious man of God that God has sent around the world. As I go around the world, people will ask me, do you know Bishop Doug? And I'll say, he's my very good friend. Because there are people who know him who will open doors for me also. Put your hands together, let's receive back the servant of God. Put your hands together, stand, receive him again. Put your hands together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for the nation and for Africa and for your world. We appreciate you. We honor you, Bishop Doug. God bless you.
What a blessing. Thank you, Bishop Ajinasari, so much for those kind words. Put your hands together and you may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Today, I want to... I didn't know you had come with all so many people. Wow. You're welcome. Today is a little cool. We thank God that the weather is a little cool because normally we sweat here. What a blessing. Are you glad to still be in church? Do you want to go home? Beautiful. All right. What about Wabir? Now, today I want to begin to teach something I have not really taught before. And I have taught on many are called. Many are called. Many, many people are called by God, but few are chosen. So I want to now share with you why few are chosen. So I've been talking about many are called, but now I'm talking about few are chosen. The second half of that famous verse. Matthew 22, verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Now, many are called to do what? Matthew 5 verse 13. Matthew 5 13. You are the salt of the earth. So many are called to be the salt. Salt will always be needed. How many need salt? I had a whole camp meeting about salt. What was it called? I don't want to be good for nothing. Yes. I don't want to be good for nothing. It says, if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. So the camp was entitled, I don't want to be good for nothing. So, salt is your destiny to be always necessary and needed and wanted and selected and chosen. Even I who don't know how to cook, you know, much. I don't almost know how to cook almost anything, but one or two things I can do. In my occasion, when I do cook something, the only thing I need is salt. So salt is very necessary. Even those who don't want to need you will need you. Become needed in your house, in your workplace, in the name of Jesus. That is your destiny. Amen. Then verse 14, it says, you are the light of the world. So you are light. So you are called to be a great shining light. All right? How many are glad that God has called you to be a light? And you see, doomsaw means that your light has gone off. And everybody becomes annoyed when there is no light. It can make you lose elections. And I am sure the light will be on till election. Because if the light goes off between now and December, next year December, it will not be good for whoever wants to win elections. Because doomsaw is not a good experience. Everybody becomes irritated. You know? So, you are going to be so important that your absence will affect people so much they will be calling for you. They will call for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, sometimes you go and nobody misses you. How many have gone somewhere and you when you came, you felt no one missed you? In fact, they didn't even notice. From today, you'll be missed in Jesus' name. Then, a city, three things that you are called to be. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. So you are the center of attraction. God is making you a great... This is what Jesus is talking to his people. He's telling them these are the things you are going to be and become. Salt, light, and a city set on a hill. So that is your destiny. To be great and powerful and important and relevant. Amen. So God calls you. And in the ministry, God is calling you also to work for him. And that is going to definitely change everything about your life. So all of us have this calling. A call to be salt, a call to be light, and a call to be a city set on it. I didn't say, Jesus said, these are the words, look at it, Matthew 5 verse 14. It says, you are... Danny boy, come and lower your thing here, please. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. All right? So you are light. And a city set on a hill cannot be hid. All right? So you are, instead of you talking about people, people will be talking about you. Receive it. Instead of a bride going through the aisle and you whispering about her dress is too big, or the alteration wasn't done well. Eh? People would rather be talking about you. Because you will be the city set on a hill who cannot be hidden in the crowd. Instead of people gossiping about you and you gossiping about people, people will be whispering and talking. Yes. How many have heard somebody talking about me before? I wasn't there and they were talking about me. Raise your hand. I'm looking at you closely. Yes. All of you. So you see now, people talk about you. You may not even know their names, but they are talking about you. That's what it means to become a city set on a hill. Yeah. So one day, people will be talking. I don't know whether it will be how you've prospered or how where you have come from or what example you are, or what, but it will be a good thing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, many are called by God. God calls many people to serve him. If you think that there are only three pastors, I mean, thank God for the visit of our Bishop Ajinasari. Is it? But if you think there are just a few people, just like him in Accra, then you don't understand the call of God. God has called many people like him. But few end up becoming anything. Yes. It's not, he attended Archbishop Idahosa's Bible School. Do you think he's the only one? Many people have been there. You see? But few become something. Yes. Like a call, like God is calling me. God is sending me. You think it's just three or four or five people in Accra? No. Many. If you were God and you were trying to save 7 billion people, would you call a few people? You would call many people. So God always calls many people. But the point is that few end up being chosen and seeming to stand out like a city set on a hill. And that is the problem that we need to solve. And you see, it's something I have asked God for some years, that Lord, why are few chosen? I have my own opinion, but what I have found is what Jesus said is why few end up being chosen. Yes. All of you beautiful girls, many are called to be beautiful and nice wives to somebody, but not everybody is chosen. True or not true? Yeah. Which is another mystery. Why is someone chosen? You are all called to be ladies and to be married, but why are few chosen? You'll be one of the few chosen in Jesus' name. Amen. How many want to know why few are chosen? Yeah, it is a long thing. So I'll just give you a few of the points. Why few are chosen. Now, to find out why few are chosen, this is what we need to do. We need to see where Jesus called a lot of people and then it became few. When we see that, then we will see exactly how come a lot of people became a few people. Huh? What do you think? We should look into the Bible and see anywhere where Jesus called, like, there were a lot of people, then it became few people. Then we will begin to know why few are chosen. Matthew 22. I want us to start with where Jesus said these words. Matthew 22 from verse 1. Matthew 22 from verse 1. Jesus said these words in verse 14. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Okay, so a wedding, many people invited. And again, he sent forth other servants saying, tell them which are bidden, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fatlings. Now, oxen is plural for ox. Ox is a cow of some sort. Oxen is plural. So, enough and what? Fatlings. Enough people to eat two cows at least. And fatlings, which must be what? Goats or sheep, fat ones. All things are ready. Come to the marriage. Verse 5. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. I never knew that guests were also part of the furniture. Now, when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. Are you there? And he said to him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. What, they've invited you, you should have at least changed. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 14. This is the famous scripture. I've written a book. Many are called. You see, this is where Jesus gave this scripture. Many are called, but few are and are being chosen. Yes. So this story tells us the beginning of why few end up at the dinner. Who were the people at the dinner? Some good and bad people found by the highways who were used to furnish the wedding dinner. So, why is it that in the end there were few people? Because Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. How come in the end, much fewer people were actually going to be stars at the dinner? Amen. You know, one day there was an important dinner in a certain country whose name begins with a G. I'll not tell you the country. Huh? There are so many countries, you can choose any of them. Guinea, Greece, choose. And I was invited to this dinner. Whilst I was at the dinner, I found out that there was a higher dinner. Yes, with another selection. Wow. Were being invited. That actually the one I'd been invited to was like for the masses. Yes. in that country whose name begins with a G.
To celebrate the same
event. So then I realized that I was not invited to the real dinner. No, I was not invited. And it really... You get what I'm saying? I sort of didn't feel so important and special anymore. So even I said, oh, I won't even go for this one. I've changed my mind. I'm busy. I said, I'm busy. I have to go somewhere. So don't think that it is nothing to be invited. Oh, when Jesus is inviting you, it's a great thing. Special people, you are being made very special when you are being invited. Yes. When there are a lot of people and they are inviting you, it means you are very important. You are selected. You are wanted. They see you as important. And you are being invited to this special occasion. And that is all that Jesus is telling you today, that he has some special, look at me, I am enjoying special privileges that only God could organize for me. Yes. So many privileges that he has given to me. On last week Sunday, at this, I don't know, the Korean time, I was preaching in the largest church in the world, in the main church, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock service, 2 o'clock service. Yonggi Cho preached the service before and I preached the one after. It's a big honor to me from my classroom in Kolegono. I've been asked to speak there. It's a big thing to me. I don't know if it's big to you, but it is a big thing to me personally. Yes. These are great things to me. Yeah. So, God has great things, great events, great occasions, special privileges, and things that he wants to give to you. But in the end, few people take those special privileges. Few. Why? Why? Why few are chosen? Jesus is giving us right here. The first reason is what? They made light of it. Look at it, verse 5. They made light of it. Yeah. Anyone who is in the ministry has taken the ministry seriously. That is the first thing that you can say. Has taken it seriously. Yes. How many would like to see Jesus? Like Jesus appeared to you. Uh-huh. Very good. One day I met someone who told me that he had seen Jesus. So he had said it a number of times. So then I said, look, sit down and explain to me exactly what happened when Jesus appeared to you, when he came to you. So when he described what he meant, that he had seen Jesus, I realized the difference between me and that person is that he has taken the vision that he had seriously. But I have not taken it seriously. But not that I haven't seen Jesus or maybe I haven't had certain experiences. But how seriously have I taken those experiences? As you sit in church here, you know, you feel God calling you, God sending you, God telling you certain things, but you don't take them seriously. They made light of it. It's not that somebody is special, but he has taken it seriously. And you have taken it as something casual. Something that you can just, you know, do on the side. This church is a great mission center. We are sending missionaries from here to the ends of the earth. One day I was having a camp meeting and there was a lawyer. She was a lawyer in England. In fact, as I was with her, judges would be calling her because she had to be in court. And the judges wanted to know something about when she is coming and when whatever. So I'll be there. And he says, the judge is calling. She says, excuse me. Then she will speak to the judge. When we had the camp, at a point, I pointed to her and I put my hand on her and I said, I've changed your profession. Yes. That was the end of her legal profession. She became a missionary with her husband. And up to today, they are missionaries. Yes. Because you would not take it lightly. They made light of it. They made light of it. They made light of it. Do you know why we are having Honor Your Prophet? It's not to raise money. No. You need. Let's be serious. Don't talk about needs. To honor someone is to even pay attention to the person and to what the person is saying, rather than dismissing it, making light of it. There are so many things I have said to people that are where my sheep, so they, it is important to them. It's not important in the world. It's important to someone who is your sheep, that you listen to the person. And I said, do this, do this. That's what they don't do. They make light of it. Yes. But those that take, don't make light of it, over the years, have flourished and prospered. So I want to say to you that, you see, it's not that God calls few people, but there are some people who take it seriously. They don't make light of it. So in the end, already by those who make light of it and those who don't make, we have already eliminated a huge group. The called people have become some small group. The people who can shine have become some small group. Yes, those who can prosper in a certain way have become a small group because people are making light of it. We talk about economics. Me, since I don't know economics, you know, one day then it occurred to me that since I did science in school, and most of the people who are doing arts couldn't qualify to do science. They tried, but they didn't get science, if they would be truthful. And I asked myself that, how come when they speak and they give speeches about economics, I don't understand what they are saying? And I realized that, no, somebody is saying something that it cannot be that I don't understand it. How many have heard economics ministers giving speeches and Onushishi, Charlie, you don't understand anything? You see, and I read a book by a man who was critical of the IMF, a fat book, but I read a little parts of it. And he wrote in the book that economists are guilty of creating complicated words and trying to overcomplicate something that is quite simple and using words and creating words. I was surprised. He himself is an economist. He said, it's not as you think. And that's when I realized that zero is greater than minus 1 million. Wow. Yes. Far greater. That if you don't owe, you are greater than somebody who owes. I mean, in terms of wealth. Yes. I mean, zero. You start from minus million to 1,000 minus 100, and you come to zero before you come to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you go up. When I spoke about debt, they made light of it. That is why many of my followers don't have money. Yes. All their money has been eaten up by debt. Yes. Yes. And that's why the country doesn't have money. And everybody doesn't have money because everybody owes money. Once you touch that thing, your whole business and your whole life becomes nothing. And they say, oh, you cannot do it without it. You cannot do it without it. We have done without it. And many churches, many businesses, the biggest of them, they have zero debt. But you see, they made light of it. Most people make light of the word of God. Yeah. Years ago, a brother came to me and said to me, I've had a dream about you, or a vision. He said, I saw you holding a torch and leading many people. I was in secondary school. That's a message from the Lord, right there. God is telling me something. Would I make light of it? I sat in my father's chair. My father had a chair, a black chair. And I sat in it. I sit in it often. And I closed my eyes and I said, Lord, how can I be fruitful? And suddenly in front of me, I saw a hand holding a book. You can be fruitful through books. Wow. Amazing. Whether I would make light of it is the issue. Is the issue. In that same chair, I sat. I was not asleep. And I saw a man standing in front of me and telling me to have Healing Jesus Crusade. And telling me, you must pray for people. So, you know, one day somebody told me, these people you lay hands on, you know, you should be careful and so on, that something will, you don't know who you are laying hands on. But you see, God told me to pray for the people. So for me, I pray for them. I see them standing there, thousands of people, and as long as they are there, I pray for them. Because God told me to pray for the people. And I see how precious it is, how important it is for you to pray for them. Except, of course, when it becomes dangerous. Because we have had people trying to break down our stage before. They made light of it. Stand up, you are a medical student. You may take your medical thing more seriously. Yes. Or you may make light of the call. It's one or the other. But for me, the call of God is very great and precious. And so important to me. That's why we become few. As the years go by, you see, that it's as if God didn't call a lot of people. God called this one or two guys. No! No! People don't take it seriously. Yes. When God tells you, honor someone. God told me to honor people. God has always told me to honor people. I took it seriously. Well, I didn't have anything. He told me when I was a student, honor this person, honor this person. I took it seriously. I got out of my house, took a taxi, went to the church, saw the pastor, and presented an envelope with something the value of about 10 CDs today. And said, God told me to honor you. That's all. But when God tells you to do, you don't do. Because you make light of it. And you rather take seriously the other profession or the other thing that you have. Yeah. No, I mean, look at it. I didn't write the Bible. It says, they made light of it and went their ways. I didn't write the Bible. One to his farm, another to his method. So that's why I'm asking this young man. Maybe you go to your medical program, but right now you feel the call of God. You are like a man with a hook in your heart. It has hooked you already. God's call has hooked you. I mean, inexorably, you are hooked to God and to his calling. But it's whether you would make light of it. This is how we become few. So in 5-10 years time, you see that few people look like few people are called. Yeah. This is it. So I want to tell you, you know, everyone here, don't make light of things. Today, before we had church, I had a group meeting. I said to this one, you are doing masters. Finish, you become a doctor. I told him. Another one is doing masters. I said, you become a doctor. Another one, I told her, you are not in university. You are 20 years old. You'll be in university by January. I said, I need to report to me that you are in university. This one, I said, your head, she's 25 years old, but she looks like she's 38. I said, there's something wrong with how you look. No one will marry you. Change how you appear. Your head doesn't look the shape, the hairstyle, everything. Correct it. You are going to marry in Jesus' name. So don't make light. You see, a prophet is speaking to you, but people just they just throw away words. They just say, oh, it is nothing. It's nothing. No, this is how it becomes nothing. One day, a senior pastor told me something. He asked me a question. He said to me, are you traveling? I said, yeah, I'm traveling. I said, I'm traveling all over. I'm having crusade. Then he told me a story. In the story, he said, he had a relative who had a dog. Sit down, you are disturbing people. He had a relative who had a dog, and the dogs became wild. No one could enter the house. So they called a man who feeds the dogs, the wild dog. And the man who feeds the dog came. When he came, he entered the house boldly and went. And when the dog saw him, they became humble and calm. And if he was able to control them, then he told me, when you feed people, you can lead them. Don't stop feeding your people. Even if you are traveling, don't stop feeding your people. He said, I thank God for you are traveling, but don't stop feeding the people God has given you. When you stop feeding them, you lose control. Yes. It's amazing. But you better take it seriously. It's either I want to take it lightly or I want to make light of it or make nonsense of it. Make jokes of everything. Yeah. They made light of it. So I want to tell you, everybody, you didn't come here by chance. You didn't come here by chance. Even when you listen to the songs, you see the song is talking to you. It's telling you something. I want my love to last. Who doesn't want his love to last? Is it not the story of marriage that love does not last? Huh? When you see people sitting in a car, driving and talking, usually they are not married. If they are married, you see them like as if they've been baptized in salt. True or not true? When you go today, go and you'll be watching. Each car, just be watching. If they are not talking, it means they are married. True or not true? If they are not talking, they are married. If they are talking, they are not married. You see them chatting, laughing. I want my love to last. She sang it. They made light of it. So for me, as I'm here, I'm a medical doctor. Truly. 7 years medical school. But the call that God gave me, I don't take it lightly. I'll throw away everything else for that. So to you, I also say, will you take it lightly? So that's the first reason. Ask your neighbor, are you making light of what you are hearing? Then the second thing you see is that the guy was not well dressed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, well dressed, you know, when somebody doesn't dress well for the occasion, it shows that he doesn't respect the occasion. Did you know that? Yes. Yeah. Sometimes when I travel, I don't wear suits. So when I tell them, this is my national dress. What I'm wearing is my national dress. Yeah. And I don't wear your suit. It's not my culture, my tradition. This is what I wear. At my highest occasion, this is my dress. In case you think I have not dressed well, this is the real dressing that I wear. Because when you are not well dressed, it's as if you don't respect the occasion. Yeah. You just came, you trivialize it. So you need to make adjustments for every role. And if God has called you, I mean, you can't just do whatever you used to do before. You can't have everything. You can't have everything that you used to have before and at the same time have God. You can't wear your pajamas and be as relaxed in the house. You can't come with boxer shorts. What do you think? Yes. So your life has to be adjusted. You have to stop smoking. You have to stop drinking. You have to stop fooling. You have to stop fornicating. You have to stop every bad thing that you ever were doing. You have to make adjustments. The dress speaks of holiness. And holiness is to be special. That's what it is. Anybody who wants to work closely with God, you'll be special. And you have to adjust your life. So without making the necessary adjustments, you cannot make it. My friends are different. My friends, before, you see me working with white people. Yes, white. My best friend was a white boy. My best friend was a white boy in school. Maybe you don't know. You don't know things. You think you know it. You know him. You don't know Nero. Do you know Nero? You don't know Nero. You want to be president. Yes. My friends have changed. Eh? The people that I'm with have changed. Yes. I didn't know Bishop Sakai. I've not met him in school. He was not in any of the schools I went to. When God called me, my friends changed. Yes. Adjustments. All those people, you don't see them anymore. Recently, I met one of them. I couldn't believe that he was my mate. Eh? Which boyfriend do you have? You have to make adjustments. I'm coming for your boyfriend. Which girlfriend do you have? I'm coming for that girlfriend. Yes. And not only boyfriend and girlfriend. Friends. Friends. There are friends that have to go. You can never do. Show me your friend and I will tell you a lot about you. Yes. You know, when you see two people talking, you can know something about them. Even when you can't hear what they are saying. The fact that this person has a lot to say, it reveals something. Yeah. Wow. Yes. No, let me say it well. The fact that this person are talking a lot, it reveals something. How come they are so close? What are they talking about? For so long. You don't have to hear what they are saying. Already your flags will be up. Tell me, your friend. Show me the person you can be on the phone with. If somebody doesn't like me and that person is your friend, or somebody says bad things about me and that person is your friend or your best friend, I mean, straight away, I don't have to hear what you are saying. I don't have to read your text. I know. If you are not prepared to make adjustments, although there are 6,000 people here, you see that we become only as if 5 of us here were called, of the young people. I'm telling you, you can't have everything. When my father said to me, you can do what you want, It meant that, number one, how I will live is up to me. He said, you can do what you want. When he said I should go to Oxford. I said, Daddy, I can't go. I've gone to school. Kolebu, 7 years. I don't even know the way to Oxford. I don't know how to go there. It's okay. You can do what you want. Yes. It means I was on my own now. Without my father's money, without my mother's money, without anything, make it. Make it. And I was staying in one of his rooms in his hotel. He never sacked me. But the only thing that he did was that one day, he said he would not pay the electricity bill of the whole hotel. Do you understand? I was in one room in a hotel. So he decided not to pay the electricity. I myself advised myself that I should find somewhere to go. Yes. And I was out. I began to adjust myself to a new life without money. When I was a student, I had more money than when I was a worker. The money my father gave me as a student was more than the salary of a doctor. And the salary of a doctor was very small. It was 26,000. I think about 26 cedis now. Or maybe 260 cedis. Yeah, maybe 260. Doctor, no, isn't it? Do you remember? £5. Yeah, say it well.
Pounds then, a doctor's salary. That was my salary when I was an intern.
Five UK pounds.
Five United States, United Kingdom pounds.
Yeah, £5. So you see, when I preach, you think I'm telling stories. That's a real doctor. £5. It was nothing. And now, here was I. I have to survive. That's when I saw that petrol is expensive. And I went to Tema to convert my car to gas. Yes. And connected a gas cylinder to the car so that I don't buy petrol, but I buy cooking gas. The same cooking gas. Yes. I adjusted. My whole life changed. You can't have everything that you used to have before. So you can't come to the wedding just everything normal as it was. There will be changes. And people are not prepared to make changes. Many people abroad, you know, in America and England and so on, who are listening to me, they are called by God, but they are not prepared to make changes. They come to Ghana and they say, oh, there are cockroaches here. Hey, there are big cockroaches here. Have you seen a wall gecko? Hey, I can't stand. I can't stand. Look at it. A very big person afraid of a cockroach. And your name is Akia. Your name is Akos, and you are afraid of a wall gecko. Let's be serious. Where were you born? Where did you come from? They are not prepared to adjust. It's like they say, oh, the weather is hot. This is this. This is that. That is what. Meanwhile, they have genuine calls. God has called them genuinely to serve him. But they are not prepared to adjust. Just, we want to be as we want to eat cornflakes. We want to have fresh milk. Ghana cows don't produce that type of milk. I don't know if they do. If you want to stay in Ghana, we don't have that milk. Prince, are our cows producing such milk now? No. Are just enough for their calves, for their children. Ideal milk you have to buy. You want fresh this and that, please. No. You want eggs that are, the yolk is yellow, deep yellow. Ghana egg, is faded, it's almost brown. Light brown. When you go abroad and you crack an egg, you see the color, you say, well, yay. It's like the sun. It's solid. Tell your neighbor, adjust yourself, or otherwise you lose your position. Why few are chosen? Amen. And the last point in this, no, I'm not finished, don't worry. It says, and the remnant, but they made light of it, verse 6, and the remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. Please take the baby out, please. Now, anybody who treats a pastor or someone who is sent to you spitefully, you will never do well in the ministry. Yes. It's true. You see, I'm telling you about Bishop Ajinasari. These are my seniors. It's an honor for me that he has come here today. When I came, they had huge churches. Huge churches. We were at Kolebu. Yes. He was having crusades with miracles and signs and wonders. I didn't speak against him. Word miracle. I used to analyze the name. Word miracle. Miracle word. Word miracle. I used to think to myself, that is a good name. You have the word and you have miracles. Word miracle. Word miracle. Yeah. I don't say anything bad about him. Not at all. But you have people, you know, almost, this is probably the biggest test for everybody. How you treat a man of God. Not to his face. Rarely will you say something to my face that is not good. Let's be serious. It's what you say behind my back. That's what brings the curse on your life. Yes. Yes. You rarely, when Kenneth Hagin died, you know Kenneth Hagin. When Kenneth Hagin died at his funeral, they said, today there's, at his funeral, his son came and spoke. His son said, today there's no preaching. Then they had a song that his father liked. He said, they are going to sing the song once, and after that, the song is retired. They are retiring the song. Well, the father sang, made them sing that song. So he said, today, the last day, after that, the song is retired. And there's no preaching. So only people who knew him are going to be invited to speak. Listen, out of the people who came to speak, this is the commonest remark. He said, you never hear him say anything bad about anybody. But some of you, if we are to hear the things you say behind people's backs, when they are not in your presence, it will be amazing. You are a two-faced hypocrite. A liar who has become a hypocrite, which means that the lies have entered into you that you act the lies. Hypocrite means pretender. You act your deceptions. You don't speak them even. You act out deception. You act love. That's why few people can catch the anointing on Benny Hinn. Few. Recently, I heard Benny Hinn saying certain things, not what you heard him say. Some people heard him say something about prosperity and so on. No, I'm talking about something that he said privately. And when I heard those things, I said, wow. Because when I sense those things, I sense them in the spirit. So I just moved away so that I wouldn't comment about that. But he is now making stating things. I said, no, I can't bring myself to be unhappy with this person in my private world. I can't. I prefer to just not see you. Oh, yes. Yes. Listen carefully. I said, when Kenneth Hagin died, all the people who spoke from Keith Butler to all kinds of characters were speaking. They said, you never hear him say anything. And he said, so now people will say to him, he said, just leave him, leave him, leave him. Leave it, leave it. You leave it. Leave it to God. Just leave it. No, don't worry. Don't worry. Just, it's okay. That was Papa Hagen. Just leave them. Oh, yes. They entreated them spitefully. What you attack cannot come to you and cannot bless you. How many have heard somebody saying something not nice about me before? Raise your hand. That's this side. I'm looking at this side first. I'll come to this side. This, you can rest. This side. Lift your hand. Yes. Those people cannot be blessed. You see, the thing you attack doesn't come to you. Yes. I'm enjoying anointings. What about this side? How many have heard people say negative things? Yes. I'm enjoying Benny Hinn's anointing. You should see me. You should see me. You should have seen me in Botswana. You should have seen miracles. When we talk of miracles, night after night, like magic. Like magic. The miracles are like magic. Yeah, we are all standing there. Team of doctors, we are all standing there. We are just amazed. I'm enjoying it. I don't have to say anything bad about anything. I don't have to entreat God's servants spitefully. I'm enjoying Bonky's anointing. I don't say anything about Bonky. Once I met Bonky, I wanted to come near to him. I was at a table, and he was also at another table there. I wanted so badly to go to him, but I couldn't. And I could see the special people who were sitting there and eating. And I said, when will I be in that group? But I wasn't. And I saw him get up, and I saw him go away. And I was almost hurt that I was not part of the group. But I didn't say anything. But my day came when he sat down with me and talked with me. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Everywhere we go, we are told. The only person who had whatever like this was Bonky. We are seeing the largest crowd ever, everywhere. When, you know, we went to Nigeria, we had the crusade. The chairman of the crusade, he told me, he said, look, I was the chairman for Bonky's crusade. I want to tell you something because I know it will be in your mind that your crusade is a small crusade. I say your crusade is not smaller than Bonky's crusade. I was the chairman twice for his crusade. This, your crusade is as big as anything that Bonky ever came to do here. Yeah, no, I'm not saying for you to clap. I'm explaining to you that I am enjoying anointings. I don't treat them spitefully behind their backs. That's why I'm blessed with those type of anointings. I'm enjoying Papa Hagin's anointings. Look at my books. 30-something million in print. Think about it. Come on, print 5,000, 2,000. Huh? They can't sell it. 2,000, you can't sell it. You now, you dash. You sign autobiography. Biography, you'll be signing. I've been selling as complimentary copies. So I wrote a book. I wanted to send you, man of God. You give away. I'm enjoying something. Because I'm not attacking people that are precious. But you, when somebody hears you speak the kind of words, it can make you weary on yourself. If somebody was to hear the way you speak. Those of you who are from a word miracle, Perez, I hope you speak well when your bishop is not in your presence. It's not about when a person is in your presence. That's why people are shocked at elections. Because when any candidate comes, everybody speaks well. They shout, hey! And you will never know their minds. When you turn away, then they will say, you, we should vote for you. Ole! We are not voting for you this time. And that is one thing about Ghanaians. We can't see our minds. After the last election, I was just praying for the president. I said, Lord, when he lost, because I said, the shock is a lot. You can easily, if you don't take care, you can easily not be well. Yes, it can affect you. Because you are amazed that people just, it's like we don't like you, but there's no sign. There's no sign. And now too, there is no sign. Nobody knows the mind of the people. Hey! Ghanaians. Our things are not clear. One day I met an American. I think I sat by her. She was coming from Nigeria. I think she worked in the embassy. So I said, oh, how do you enjoy Nigeria? Have you been to Ghana before? Nigeria, Ghana? She said, yeah, I really enjoy Nigeria. I thought she would say, oh, no, she doesn't enjoy Nigeria. But she would rather enjoy Ghana. So no. I don't want to leave Nigeria. And then I spoke to another person. So Ghanaians, you can't see like this. Nigeria, they will say clear, this and this and this. This is our feeling. Ghanaians. Eh? It's true or it's not true? Many, many people can never be anointed because of how they treat. He says that, look at the verse 6. And entreated, they took his servant and entreated them spitefully. Please, check spitefully. What does it mean, spiteful? Bring it on the screen. Beautiful. Spitefully. 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 Who is checking the meaning? Spitefully. Hey! Art student, you should have been explaining these words. Yes. Oh, we need the meanings of this word. Spiteful. Spitefully. Anybody? And you've closed, turn off your phone. What does it mean?
Revengeful.
Revengeful. As if you have a vendetta.
Vindictive.
Vindictive. It's as if...
The desire to inflict a wrong or injury on someone.
You speak, it's as if you desire for the person not to be high, not to be liked. Anybody else?
Showing or caused by malice.
It's too big for us.
Filled with showing.
Filled with what? Showing spite. Having a desire to annoy, injure, malignant. Do you know what is malignant? When they say a cancer tumor is malignant, it's like it's dangerous. Anybody who has that ill will. You hear, oh, this person is getting divorced. You see? I saw it. Malignant. Malignant. If you have a malignant tumor, it means that it is moving. Yes, it's moving in such a way as to kill you. That's what a malignancy is. Yes. A man was describing a tumor that he had in the inside, in the esophagus. And he said it was moving to fill his where he eats from. So when he ate, then the food came out. When he ate, then the food came out. It's a malignancy. It has a will to kill you. And he told me, everybody who is operated on dies within 1 year. Ill will. You sense that the thing wants to kill you. So many people spoke evil of Catherine Kuhlman. That's why none of them got anointed, only Benny Hinn. Amazing, isn't it? Nobody, you can't carry that anointing. Why you want to carry whose anointing? When we listen to your words privately, Forget about the public one. The public one is just a show. Aren't you tired of showing things? Let's go to the back rooms and let's check our text messages, the things we write and the things we say, full of hatred, spiteful. Charlie? Ain't it now, you see, few are chosen. Are you still around or you are leaving? I'm almost done for today. But I want you to see one more, because there's many are called few are chosen, and Bible is in the Bible. John 6:58. Look at it. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard it, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured, he said unto them, does this offend you? When Jesus knew himself murmured, they said, does this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? But there were some of them that believed not. For Jesus knew from the beginning that those who were that believed not and who should betray him. Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it be given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back, left with few, and walked no more with him. Does this offend you? Does this offend you? You see, there was a large crowd. Jesus' preaching offended the people. You know, that's why I preach with my eyes open. I look at people all the time. That's why I prefer to preach in the First Life Church than to preach at other places. Oh yeah, because I look at people's faces when I'm preaching. There are times that I've seen people, I see that what I'm preaching offends them. It's true. I've seen people that they'll do this. Then when they see that I'm looking at them, then they'll start. I mean, these are things I have seen over, and I can mention names. Because you remember it. Does this offend you? Does this offend you? That's why we are supposed to preach with our eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Don't close your eyes and preach. You see some people, when they sing, they close their eyes from beginning to end. How can you close your eyes? It's like you close your eyes when there's a feeling in the song. The feeling is not always there. Does this offend you? Look at us, we are in church. Look at the time, it's getting to 4. Does it worry you? Does this worry? Go to another church. That's why we have so many churches. So many options. Does it worry you? When Ida is singing, does it worry you? The songs that she's singing, if it worries you, go to another church. You will never hear these songs. You will never ever have to hear such songs. And I know that it worries some people. So if it worries you, you go away. You get what I'm saying? Does this offend you? Does this offend you? Does my preaching offend you? Does the time offend you? Does what I'm saying offend you? If it offends you, go away. The Bible says that they went, many of his disciples, they were no more with him. They were offended by his preaching. Yes, they were offended by his preaching. That's how we don't like that. Even, you know, those of you from Word Miracle here, you know, when I came, oh, please sit down, please. You know, like when I came here and then I just mentioned that I hope that when your bishop is there, you say good things when he's not there. It's just an example I was giving. That's how I preach. But it could offend somebody here. Before he realized, somebody goes, Menele Ebumoe, when we came here, we was preaching, and he came to us and he came to tell us that, you know, do we speak? Hey! Does this offend you? Does this offend you? Does my preaching offend you? Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that some people like my preaching doesn't deceive me that everybody likes it. I'm not a fool. Once I went to preach somewhere. I was preaching in two places. It was the same city. In a country whose name begins with an S.
Sudan.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. But it was a city in that country. Do you see? And there were two churches at different ends. When I preached in this church, full of people, they were so blessed. Then the pastor said, there's this other large church. They want you to come and preach there. So I went to preach happily. Hey! I preached fully and I was going to preach there for, I think, 2 days or 3 days. I don't remember. Sit down, you are blocking some people's view. Are you listening? When I preached and I finished preaching, I went home happily. The next day when I came, the pastor had made a small tent where the executive people sit. So I entered, the pastor was there. When I entered, he didn't even lift up his head. He didn't even look at me. He was just looking down. The wife came in. She was also looking at her as if she was following a snake. So she was just looking on the ground like that. You know, body language is 60% of your communication. Body language is 60%. So I was sitting there thinking to myself, these people from this country whose name begins with an S, they are a little strange. Not knowing that they were very bored with me. I was there when suddenly the pastor turned around and said, "Yo, yesterday you came, you preached. You said this, you said this, you said this. Do you remember I was talking to you before? You shouldn't have mentioned this, you shouldn't have said this, you shouldn't have said this. You are trying to belittle me in front of my congregation." I was... He took me for about 30 minutes in this country whose name begins with an S. What do you say? Saudi?
Syria?
Sudan? Somalia? Okay. Sri Lanka? Yeah. Soviet Union? Okay. Hey! They blasted me properly. And that is when I saw that my preaching was not appreciated or wanted in this church, although it was wanted in this church. So don't misunderstand. That's why God gives us options. Yeah. So if you don't like this preaching, then you go to this other side and be there. But shut your mouth, lest when you open your mouth, God will put a viper into you and you swallow it to go down to your duodenum. And when you say, "Come," you say, "I won't come." Yeah. Have I told you the story of the man who swallowed the snake? No, I'll not tell you today. No, it's a very wild story. And he couldn't get the snake out. Yes. And somebody gave him a key on how to get the snake out. And what happened after, but that's another story. Listen. Anything that offends you, just move away, but shh. What does the Bible say? Touch not my anointed. Give me oil. You see this oil? You see the oil? Are you watching? Watch it. See this oil? When you attack me, because I'm anointed, you slap the oil first before you slap me. Yes. You slap the oil before you slap me. Yeah. So you strike the anointing. Yes. So learn to shut up. What offends you or what you don't like, just move away. Excuse yourself. Say, "I pray, have me excuse." When you strike it, you strike the anointing first. That's why I said, touch not my anointing. That's why David said, even though you are demon possessed and you are sleeping with a witch, I will not touch you. I will not lift my hand against you. Yeah. That's why I try all my life. I don't want to strike anointing or an anointed person. In fact, one day, I was having a meeting and a pastor said something. In fact, he stood up. It was a group. He stood up and he said, you know, a man of God, you can deceive him, but you cannot deceive the anointing that is on him. Yes. That's why the anointing works. And that's why Jesus said, if I had not done amongst you the works which no one else had done, then you would have been without sin. Strike it! You have only struck the Holy Spirit. You are dead. You are dead. You are living dead. That's why if Benny Hinn is married to 7 wives, it has nothing to do with me. I don't care. He can marry 100. Strike it! You'll find out for yourself. That's why they told Paul it's hard to kick against the pricks. You are finished. You are finished. One day I was watching a film. The last word a man told an enemy, he told him, you are finished. You are finished. And that was his end. Those were his last words. He said, you are finished. Stop talking. You are finished. Does this offend you? Sit down. And finally, let's to finish the passage. Then we end. The next verse, 67. Now, after few had chosen, few were left. It was going to become fewer. You see, the whole crowd has gone. It was going to become fewer. Look at it, verse 67. Then Jesus said to the 12, are you also going? Me, I don't mind if you go. And that is the mind of a truly anointed person. I don't mind if you go. And that's the only right way. I don't mind if you leave. If you want to leave, leave. And that's why I'm having this service. I say I'm tired of 30 minutes church preaching. 30 minutes church service. I love God and I want to be in the house of God. I'm tired of this finish preaching in 35 minutes to suit some people who don't even care about God. So that we finish with them quickly so that they can go. Meanwhile, they don't even like God. They don't even want God. They don't want anything from God. They don't want to even be near God. We have adjusted our whole church service. We have cut down prayer, everything, to just accommodate some people. Oh, come on. So as I'm here, I say, if you want to go, you go. We are here. You can watch pornography for 6 hours, masturbate 3 times a day, do every kind of thing that you want to do. That one is not a problem. Watch season 1 to season 7, season this to season that. Oh. Now you watch, the people are going to become even fewer. Even among the few that are chosen, it becomes smaller. Look at verse 60. Then Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter was trying to establish his position. Then Jesus answered and said, have I not chosen you? And one of you is a devil. So, even amongst the 12 was a devil. So, few being chosen, actually, it's becoming fewer and fewer. By the time Jesus was dying on the cross, he was left with Peter had gone. Peter said he doesn't know Jesus. They asked him, so I've not seen him before. I don't know him. I work at Galilee. He told me, but I don't know. I said, I work at Galilee. I'm just a tour. I'm just passing the area. I came to buy something. Judas has sold Jesus. Judas was in every internal meeting. He was even at the Last Supper when Jesus was giving the explanation of the... He was sitting there. Then he would take his phone. He'd take his phone and also, excuse me. He's eating now. When he finishes, yeah, he's very fast. He likes bread. Okay, I'll call you back. Yeah. Judas is in the meeting. Oh. Judas. Pray that you'll never be a Judas. Rather choose to be a fornicator or any other. Choose other sins. Choose, smoke weed, do anything. Don't go and say, I said you should smoke weed. But I'm saying that, please, I'm saying that if you want to choose, if you have options, like choose one. Choose weed, choose fornication, any all those things. But Judas there. Then Judas took a picture. What's up with you? Have you got a picture? Yeah. Yeah. He said, no, I said, are you guys ready? Are you organized? Have you? Okay. We'll be back. We'll be there. Bye. I don't have to go. They are calling me. Bye. Hey. As soon as we finished the meeting, when they were, the Bible said they started to sing a hymn. It is only that verse that makes me respect hymns, because hymns drove me away from God. As soon as they finished, I took the phone. We are on the move. We are on the move. Are you guys? Be on the move now. We are 15 minutes. ETA, 15 minutes. Do you know ETA? Expected time of arrival. ETA. Expected time of arrival, 15. When you go to Gethsemane, if you have the chance, I go with you. We walk from the garden to this place. Expected time of arrival, ETA, 15 minutes. Yes. He was talking. Then when they started, do you know the hymn they were singing? What hymn were they singing? Oh, God. Judas was singing. Oh, God. In ages past. For years. Judas, oh, he was singing. He was eating. I know how close he was to Jesus. He was like this, you know. Have you seen people who put bread in tea?
Yeah.
Do you know somebody like that?
Yeah.
No, put the bread in the tea and then eat it. Huh? Milo tea. Yeah. That's how Jesus was. He was so close. He was so close to number one. Judas was sitting close to him. You know, there are some people who sit far, like some of you chose always the back. But Judas always chose the front. So now they were eating. And I don't want to give this to anybody because it can become you. Jesus put the tea into the Milo like this. And he turned to Judas and said, Judas, and then Judas also opened his mouth, Wicked man! Meanwhile, you've just sent a message. When he finished chewing, he said, where's the phone? They are calling. Excuse me, Lord. Is these guys, you know, I paid for the hall, the room. Yeah, they are called. Excuse me. I said the guy, dude, he's relaxed. You take that. When you get, I will call you. Bye. I'll call you when we leave. Bye. Then he came back. Oh God, Jesus, let's sing another hymn. What other hymn can we sing, Jesus?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a
Judas! And Judas was eating. They were very close. Eh? John was leaning on him. He was putting the food in Judas' mouth. Judas was eating. Close. Because few will be chosen. Even out of the few. And by the way, you can never be a Judas unless you are close. To qualify to be a Judas. So many of you don't qualify to be Judas. You are too far. You can only be, I mean, the masses who went away. But for Judas, you can't qualify because you are not close enough. It's the inner circle. Kasito ka pashaka masapa. Yeah. Hey, give me the phone. Hello? Yeah, I've just seen a knife. Peter has a knife. Are you armed? Peter has a knife. Yeah. He's armed. And he has been practicing. Yes. Yes. Are you guys, do you have? Yeah, okay. Yeah. You have to have. No, there must be armed, guys. You must be armed. Okay, bye. Let me call you back. Then he came to Jesus. Jesus. This guy, I negotiated with him for 40 shekels. He's asking for more. But anyway, I'll sort it out. So let's continue. What then? Another hymn. How sweet the name of Jesus. O'Malley. Be anything. Choose. When they ask him, tick, except Judas. And the person trusts you, but he's made a mistake to trust you. Wow. You turn your back and then they throw a knife in my back. Now this one, you see, this is why few are chosen. You will never be Judas. Stand to your feet. Who wants the soap? Everybody's afraid of this one now. So you see, why few are chosen? Why? Number one, they made light. Number two was what? They didn't adjust their clothing. When Joseph was called from the prison, immediately he shaved. He shaved everywhere. It is even a sign of respect. Some of you just come as you are. Have no respect for what is happening. Number three, they treated his servants spitefully. Number four, they were offended. And number five, one of them was a devil. No one should be a devil. It's only when Satan enters you that you become a Judas. Lift your hands and pray that you'll be among the chosen few ever. Father, thank you for your blessing, for your mighty holy word today. Thank you. Whatever eliminates us, Jesus, take it out of our souls. Whatever aspect keeps us away from your wonderful calling, Jesus, may we be amongst the few that end up being chosen. Whatever evil spirit there is that takes away from us, my God. Taluhuzim baranda shatari baka. Temala sata halada shabala sato balamaka. Tarendi sento mala tane tane nga bandala marabakasa. Shigo talara baza palo barabasa. Pale seno matada limanda besente bula mandaraba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Poke setala. Mantali berendelebe. Shimbarada. Feleliso belele. Father, we are grateful for your mighty power that is released in our midst. Lay your hands on your heart. Father, deliver everyone here from an evil spirit, from striking out at your anointed and his anointing. Thank you that we shall be among the few that are chosen. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you are not born again. But you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to save my life. If you are here like that, wherever you are, Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to change me. To save me. If you are here like that, just lift up your hand wherever you are standing and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. I want Jesus to change my life. I want to turn away from Satan, from the devil, from the world. I want to come to God. Lift your hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, come very quickly to me in the front with your hand up. Just keep your hand up and come. But take your phone, take your Bible and come to the front here. Quickly. Come, I want to pray with you. God bless you.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way. Come on to Jesus.
Come on. Now say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus, for my mistakes. Cleanse me. Make me a new person. Today, I open my heart. And I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life today. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. This is a book called How to Be Born Again. And avoid hell. Here you are. When we close, all of you holding this book. Hello? Hello? All of you holding this book. Come to this place. You see, they've written Salvation Corner. Yeah, just come and sit there. And then we are going to come and pray with you before you go. It won't be even 2 minutes. But make sure you, if you are holding the book, that's your ticket. Come there. And it is a blessing. Your life is changing from today. And from today, this is your church. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
From today, this is your church. And your life is changing forever. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. It's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, oh, it will sustain you.
Turn to Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 10 and 11.
And I see the blood, oh, yeah, yeah. I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll pass over you. Verse 11. Now notice, he said, as for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Amen. If you read from verse 9, you see he's talking about Jesus. From verse 9. He says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, a foal of an ass. Then verse 10 comes, and then verse 11. This is a powerful verse for you. Every prisoner is coming out today by the blood. He says, by the blood, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Your dry season is over by the blood of God. Stand to your feet. Oops. Yeah. Father, we thank you for the bread, your body that is manifested. We receive the body of Jesus Christ at this time. Thank you for healing from every pain, every sickness. By your stripes, we are healed. And as we partake of this, every curse, every pain, every diagnosis, every fear of death, every fear of tomorrow, every fear of the unknown, every fear of cancer, every fear of bad news is broken by the breaking of the body of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you for healing for everybody here today. The body of Jesus Christ. Now the blood. Every captivity. You know, some of us are bound in a prison of sin and of wickedness. But according to Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 11, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. May you escape from your pit of sin and wickedness. Yes. May you escape from your enemy.
Amen.
May you come out of every hole where you are hiding.
Amen.
May you escape from every trap.
Amen.
Where you seem to be trapped.
Yes.
By the blood of the covenant. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. May you live long.
I receive it.
May you outlive your father and your mother.
Amen.
Whatever made your father die young, or made your mother die young, today, may you come out of that trap in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Every unfortunate death, every misfortune that seeks to possess you or entrap you by the blood of the covenant, I send you out of the pit in the name of Jesus. Whatever lid and cover has been placed over the pit so that you should not see light, I command from today, begin to see light.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you climbing out.
I see that.
Climbing out.
Amen.
Climbing out.
Amen.
Climbing out.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
You are out.
Yes.
I declare you out of the pit in the name of Jesus. You cannot die in an accident this year or this week. In the name of Jesus. Chariots and horses are prepared, but safety belongs to the Lord. Any intended accident to throw you away so that your body will be picked out of a rabbit's dump. In the name of Jesus, I cancel that accident now in Jesus' name. As you have partaken of the body and the blood of Jesus, receive an impartation of the body of Jesus Christ.
I receive it.
As Jesus could not be on admission in any hospital, I declare no one can fix a drip on you. No one can admit you to any hospital. No doctor can declare that you must be on admission. In the name of Jesus. You are free from diagnosis of hell and wickedness. Put your hand on your stomach. Be healed of cancer. Cancer of the stomach. Cancer of the kidney. Cancer of the pancreas. Cancer of the eyes. Cancer of the bones. Cancer of the liver. Cancer of the blood. Cancer of any part of your body. Cancer of the breast. Cancer of the prostate. Be healed of it. I block it now in Jesus' name. It will never, that name will never be associated with you from today forever in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Whatever human hands cannot do, may the Lord do it for you today. Anyone that is down. Be up today.
Amen.
By the blood of the covenant of Jesus Christ. Be healed and be blessed.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Oh,
to be near you forever. Oh Lord, I am coming close to you. Lord, I'm coming closer and closer to you. I'm trying to feel your presence now. Lord, I want to be your favorite child. So I'm coming closer and closer to you. Hey, hey, hey. Just don't know how to say it. Oh, I love you very much. I'm so happy that I found you, Lord. I want to live my life with you. I want to stay in your house. Send me to do anything for you. I want to be your favorite child. Oh Lord, I feel drawn to you. Lord, I want to seek you more. I want to be near you forever. Oh Lord, I am coming close to you. Lord, I'm coming closer and closer to you. Trying to feel your presence now. Lord, I want to be your favorite child. So I'm coming closer and closer to you.
Praise you, Lord. I want to say it well. I have no proper words that can express the feeling that I have for you, Lord. To show my gratitude, I am so thankful, Jesus. There is no angel, no, there is no one that can. No angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for me. All my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true. All my such gratefulness for all your mercies, Lord, for all your love and care. It didn't happen how I thought. It didn't happen when I thought. But Lord, it was the way you chose for me. There is no one that can thank you for me. There is no angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for me. All my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true. My word, I've not done what is right, and I can only point to you, the source of all I have. I am just saying thanks, thank you with all my heart. There is no angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for.
Are you blessed or what? How many of you are blessed? That's the serenity of the teaching ministry of the prophet. Amen. And I believe God has spoken to us. Well, let's honor your prophet Sunday. And so, now turn to the nearest straight-faced person and tell them, if it offends you, just go home. Go home. Okay? So, just for a few minutes, we have a few things lined up. And are you there? Honor your prophet. We have two foundational scriptures. We have Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, which says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. And the scripture goes on to say, for whatsoever man soweth, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And in verse 8 it says, he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit or to the anointing shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So some people in other churches call it pastor's appreciation, but we honor the anointing. We like to call it honor your prophet because we honor the anointing, which takes us to our next scripture, which is from Mark 6, which says, a prophet is not without honor except in his own home. God forbid. And so We don't want to leave other churches and other ministries all around the world to notice, honor, and appreciate the gift of God and the anointing that God has used to change many lives, save many people, build many churches and call many people into the ministry. And the Bible says, and there he could do no miracles. And so God forbid that we should be the church that cannot see the power of God that is at work on the life of the prophet that God has given us. I thought you'd be saying amen or like, amen. Amen. And so we take the time every year to honor the anointing and to release the power of God in this church and in this house. Amen. And so, first of all, we have some testimonies, just a couple of them, and we'll be running through. So let's welcome Pastor Paul to come up. And no problem, just leave the pulpit. And he's going to give us some testimonies. Keep clapping as he comes up. And then we'll be almost done. Amen. So I think those of you giving testimonies, come up as well very quickly. And where is he? To my left.
Amen.
Since you married, you are slower. But anyway, put your hands together for Pastor Paul.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I can't hear you clapping. Amen. Amen. Just like Bishop Joshua said, Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God that was speaking to you. Amen. So we, by the grace of God, we acknowledge the gift that God has given to us. And the Bible says that there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus. So when God wants to reach you, God will always send a man to you. And we are blessed in this house that God has sent prophets into our lives. And if we say we will take the testimonies, I believe everybody here has a testimony. True or false? If you have one, shout here. Everybody has a testimony. So we just took a cross-section of the church and a group of people and just to say what God has done for them through the life and ministry of the prophet. The first is Priscilla Kuma. Keep clapping for her. Priscilla, your name and where you're coming from.
Hi, everybody. Please, my name is Priscilla David Akuma in Amanovasia in the Legon region. So I want to testify today about a special financial provision that I have received under the ministry of our prophet. So it was in August after MOTL when I was texting a certain nice lady who was in my center. And she asked, how much does it cost to bus from Legon on a normal Sunday? And I told her it's like 25 to 30 cedis depending on the driver. So she said, okay, she wants to send something small to support the busing. And initially I was like skeptical about it because I didn't know how I could accept money for the...
Shout, yeah!
I didn't know how I could accept money, but I was told that I should just let God do his thing. So a few days later, I got a mobile money alert and I got messages from him. And she was like, she had sent me 1,212 Ghana cedis. She said 1,000 cedis was just for busing. 200 cedis was for me to make myself happy. And the 12 cedis was for withdrawal charges so that it will not spoil the amount. And it's the biggest financial, it's big, like it blew my mind. So I just want to say thank you so much to God for putting me in a church and giving me a prophet where I'll get the chance to serve God at a young age. Because we are serving him because we love him. But you can't deny that there are tangible blessings attached to serving God. So thank you very much, prophet.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody. Nice.
Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Our prosperity key in this house is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. So we are blessed that prophet is teaching us this master key of prosperity. How many of you believe you are going to be prosperous? Shout a big amen. Amen. Our next testimony is from Ella. She's in the Film Stars. Keep clapping for her. And she is going to testify of how her relationship with her parents have improved drastically by the ministry of the prophet. Ella, what has God done for you?
My name is Emmanuel Ananabla Gomez. I'm from Town Church, a film star. And my testimony is about how, by God's grace and the teachings of prophets, I've been able to build a cordial relationship with my mom. When I was growing up, I wanted to enjoy life. So I used to go out with my friends. My mom would complain. I would just not mind her. I would just talk back at her and leave. Then she was always wondering that, hey, where would she be? Then she would be calling me. Sometimes I would put my phone on flight mode. because I didn't want any disturbance. Because when she calls, she'll be talking. And I don't like it when she cries. So I'd rather put my phone on flight mode.
And what happened when you joined the church?
And when I joined the church, my shepherd, Elom, at Sound, sent me messages about calm, but I just didn't want to listen. So one day, something just told me to download podcast. So I downloaded podcast, and I decided to download Mommy Adelaide's podcast, Daddy, Bishop EAT, Saki, and Bishop Morgan Ogu. So one day, I was there, and I was like, no, I'm going for a friend's music box so that I can listen. So I told my siblings to lock me in the room alone. I want to be alone. And automatically, like, the message that came was to Anna. I was like, no. Like, I don't understand. Why should I Anna? I didn't understand why I should Anna. So,
but you kept hearing that message over and over again.
Yeah.
And what about in church too?
And in church too. So the next Sunday when I came, the preaching was about honoring. So I was like, okay, no matter, I have to honor my mom and my bishop. So I went home. By then, I wasn't having enough money to honor my mom. So I prayed to God to give me the courage to just kneel down in front of her and, like, ask for forgiveness. So when I did, she was crying. I felt bad. So she forgave me. And ever since that, whenever I'm coming to church, my mom gives me money, like, to come to church. She doesn't care whether I come home 12 late. Like, as far as I'm in the church, she's okay.
The church that changed her, and the teachings that changed, changed her daughter. She give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. How many of you have improved relationships since you started coming to church? So she's grateful to God, and she's speaking for the many of us here who don't have the opportunity to also speak. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's welcome Pastor Francis Notte here to share about how God has blessed him with building, with the blessing of building.
Hello. My name is Francis Notte. I'm a pastor at the UPS region. My testimony, first I want to say thank you very much for the ministry of the prophet. Through the ministry of the prophet, today I am living in my own apartment. It all started by having listening to the message that you should have a good relationship with your father. And by that, my father blessed me with a house, though it was uncompleted. And daddy said that building reveals your frugality, it reveals your wisdom, and it reveals your wisdom, frugality, and your power. So, and you have to build bit by bit. And I hid to that instruction. And I started building bit by bit. I can remember the day I went to buy 2x2 wood. And I could not afford all the wood I needed. So I needed, the money I have could only buy two. So I bought two. I don't have money to transport the two from where I bought it to the site. So I have to carry the wood from where I bought it to the site.
Wow.
So sometimes I'll buy cement, one bag of cement. Today, this, but by the grace of God, I am living in the well-finished apartment. Thank you very much. For the
I believe you are about 50 years old, right?
No.
How old
are
you?
I just attended 30.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise through the ministry of the Bible says that, and the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of the prophets. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are here, you are also enjoying that same blessing. Amen.
And I'm enjoying rent-free prosperity.
Rent-free prosperity.
Rent-free prosperity.
Wow.
I am a landlord.
Wow. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And lastly, Pastor Eric Chum, popularly known as Flavor. Flavor.
Amen.
He's testifying about how he's in the ministry through the ministry. He doesn't even look like your typical pastor. But God has said, Flavor, tell us your testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
My name is Pastor Eric, also known as Flavor. I'm the pastor of the Zen Church. And I want to say thank you to the prophet for the wonderful things he has been doing in our lives. You know, I've always felt the call of God on my life, but I never knew what to do. And I was always looking for a word from God to propel me into the ministry.
Okay.
But I remember there was a time at the prayer camp earlier this year, and prophet was preaching. I was sitting in front. Then he was walking, and he stopped in front of me, and he said, You know how daddy talks. You know, people think that they follow me, but it's not about film stars or dancing stars. To follow me is to come full time. Full time is following me. And I felt that that was a prophetic word for me. And today I find myself blessed and privileged to be a full-timer. I've given my secular work. I've resigned from my secular work. And I'm being trained as a missionary. And I believe that God will use me. Prophet, I want to say that, I want to take this opportunity to say that I owe my life to you. No one would have made me a pastor. But today, if I stand here as a pastor, if I preach to people, it's only by you. Anything that I have, it's by you. Thank you so much, Prophet.
Amen. Oh, put your hands together for those powerful testimonies. And we join our voices to their voices. And we resonate that we love you, Prophet. Thank you for being in our lives. Amen.
Oh, I thought you'd be clapping. I thought you'd be blessed. You know, when Jesus met the woman at the well, she could see a hungry, tired Israeli man. And so at a point in the conversation, Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God that was sitting with you. And many times you know the man, but you don't know the gift. Can I have an amen? And he said, if you knew the gift, you'd be asking me for something to drink. And it's true, if you know the gift and the great anointing that God has placed here, you'll be drinking, you'll be opening your mouth to drink and to receive from the power of God. And right now we have a short video. We're almost done. We have one more thing and then we're done. But we have a short video. I was under pressure from some of the other First Love churches. You know, we belong to a wider family of our uncles and aunties, but the First Love denomination in particular was giving me pressure to honor their prophets from where they are. So we have a short video with a cross-section of some of the First Love churches and also this church. Enjoy.
Patrick from Botswana. Prophet, I'm delighted to send you this message and to say that we really honor you and the anointing on your life to bring salvation to Botswana and to all the nations of the world. Currently, we are at our building site in Haboroni and we are doing the earthworks for the car park area. All these works and others are happening because of the love for the nations and the agency on your heart to bring Christ and salvation to the nation of Botswana.
All over the world. God bless you. Feeling honored. Thank you, Mr. Dan, for
First Love Church. Thank you, Mr. Dan. Thank you, Mr. Dan. Thank you, Mr. Dan. Thank you, Mr. Dan. Thank you, Bishop Dan, for your obedience to God and for starting First Love Church. Without you, maraming salamat.
Hi, Bishop Dan. My name is Ja. We thank God for your life. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for bringing First Love Church to the service. Our life has been changed. God bless you. See you soon. Bye.
Prophet, we honor the anointing on your life which God has used to bring salvation here in Grenada. We just want to say thank you so much for sending missionaries. Whilst we have been here, we have seen lives being transformed, lives being changed. And it's such a blessing, and it just shows that when you obey the call, many lives will be impacted. So we are extremely grateful and thankful.
Multitudes. Prophet, we honor the anointing of God in your life that God has used to bring salvation here in Switzerland. Thank you for starting the Zurich Church many years ago. We pray for more grace and more anointing to do greater works. We love you. We honor you. Wir lieben dich und wir ehren dich. Du bist unser Prophet.
Jesus Christ. Wir lieben dich, wir ehren dich, Prophet.
Hello, Prophet. I want to honor and salute the anointing on your life, through which many have come into the kingdom of God and have been snatched from the fires of hell. God bless you so much for sending missionaries all over the world, including Australia. We really love and cherish you.
Hello, Prophet. Today we honor you. We honor the anointing upon your life. We really thank God that God has used you to send missionaries to Sierra Leone. Today, salvation has come to Sierra Leone. There are missionaries in four cities in Sierra Leone, places that Islam had almost taken over. And people were doing their own things. People were just going about following their own lifestyle. But we thank God that light has appeared because of the anointing that is upon your life. That you always love to send missionaries. You always support missions. And you always love preaching about salvation. Thank you so much that we love you.
Hello everybody. Prophet, we want to say that we honor the anointing in your life that God has used to bring salvation to Tamale here in the north of Ghana. I want to say thank you for giving me a place in the ministry and for sending me on the mission. I am very grateful for everything that you've done for me. From the First Love Church here in Tamale, I want to say thank you so much for the ongoing church building project. Thank you for your love and your prayers. We love you and we honor the anointing on your life. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Prophet, this is Bibi from Lilongwe, Malawi. It's 5:30 p.m. here in church this Saturday, and a lot of activities are happening right here. We have the Greater Love Choir finishing off their song. We have the Dancing Stars rehearsing for tomorrow, and we have the Film Stars also finishing off their drama. We have the Ashes who are preparing for tomorrow's service, very busy trying to organize and set up. Prophet, thank you so much for obeying the call. Everybody come around, come around, come around.
Prophet, we thank you so much for the missionaries you've sent to Cameroon.
Prophet, merci beaucoup pour tes livres et merci pour tes messages.
We love you, Prophet!
Running down the street.
They didn't know that the road was leading to the deadly cliff.
Thank you for bringing healing to the lake life. Of fire.
Thank you for building us a cathedral.
God, we honor you. God, thank you.
De la misión es de Cuba.
Hola, profeta. We honor you.
That
God
has
used to bring salvation to Cuba.
Thank you for the prayers.
Thank you for the podcast.
Thank you for the books. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for thinking about Cuba.
We love you, Daddy.
We want to honor the anointing on your life that has brought salvation to the Dominican Republic. Thank you for choosing us young men to serve God.
Thank you for obeying the call of God upon your life, which has brought us here.
Thank you for teaching us, helping us to be strong builders.
Thank you because through your ministry we've been given the opportunity to come and serve God here and be us.
We love you very much, Prophet. God richly bless you.
Hello, my name is Daniel Dafus. Prophet, we honor and celebrate the gift and anointing of God on your life that has sent us here to Panama for the salvation of souls. We pray that the Lord will continue to give you more life, anoint you more, strengthen you more to continue to send more souls, and that in your lifetime we'll see and surpass the 2 million vision of souls. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Prophète, nous honorons l'onction sur votre vie que Dieu a utilisée pour amener le salut ici à la Martinique. Merci pour notre opportunité, le privilège de servir Dieu ici. Nous espérons que First Love Church Martinique sera l'une de votre mission préférée. Prophet, we honor the anointing of the life that God has used to bring salvation here in Martinique. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to serve on here. And we hope that this mission will be one of your favorites.
Amen.
What is missing now in the church? What are we preaching? Doing the salt of the world, the light of the world. Are we really shining, shining like a show? We are the salt of the world, the light of the world. Are we really shining as the light of the world?
Come on, come on, you can do better than that. If you knew the gift, if you knew the anointing, if you knew the power of God, that is right here. And prophet, we want to say we honor you. And on behalf of the church, the pastors, the leaders, I want to say thank you so much. You know, all of those are projects, building projects. You saw our pastor in Botswana wearing the helmet. Those are all building projects, you know. And prophet could have just built one church where he was, a glorious center. But he's thought about so many people all over the world. And everywhere they are building projects ongoing for First Love Church, which is a relatively new church. And God is blessing us through the ministry of the prophet, through the writings of the prophet, through the anointing on the prophet that God has given us. And I believe it's meet for us as a church to rise up in honor for that gift and that anointing. Can I have an amen? And so, were you blessed by that video? I feel very blessed by that. And how many of you want to also go out and do something for God somewhere? Amen. And I believe God is going to bless us. To all the international pastors listening to the podcast, please don't text me that, why didn't your video come? We could only send some videos. So I've said it here. Anyway, finally, we have a small presentation from the leadership of the church for Prophet. So I'll ask them to come up. And I'll ask for the first group is the pastors, the lay pastors of the church, led by Pastor Jonathan Langdon, Pastor Nathan Kudowo, and Pastor James Yate. These are senior lay pastors presenting a gift to the prophet. Go ahead.
Yes, so prophets, on behalf of the pastors of the church, we want to say that we recognize and appreciate that it's because of you we are pastors. You've changed our lives' vision and direction. Without you, we wouldn't be pastors today. So we want to give you a gift to show you that we recognize and appreciate you for who you have been to us and are to us. We really honor and appreciate you, Daddy. God bless you.
Wonderful. Wow. Where's the cameraman? It's the right place. Pastors, don't want to join the picture. Nathan, until your wedding, you may not get one. And you know that date. You know how it is. Anyway. Amen. God bless you, lay pastors. Thank you. Center shepherds. There are over 470 centers across Accra from this church. And these are two of them, Rashida Adu and William Langbin, who is actually the little brother of Pastor Jonathan, who just spoke. But I think they are not giving him the mic for some reason. But go ahead, Rashida.
Hello, Daddy. Please, on behalf of all the center shepherds, we'd like to say a very big thank you for the opportunity to preach and to have services. Without you, our lives wouldn't be this way. We acknowledge the anointing and the grace on your life. Thank you so much for an opportunity to serve God under you.
So representing 470 centers across the city, that is Rashida Adu or Edu, depending on where you're from, and William Langdon. Amen. Put your hands together. We're almost done. It's a short list. Now, bus center shepherds. A bus center is a place where a bus comes from. And there are over 600 places that buses come from. So representing bus center shepherds is Samuel Umera and Harikay Yeboah.
Daddy, on behalf of all bus center leaders.
Speak up. Your beloved may be listening.
We just want to say that we feel very privileged by God to have you as our shepherd and our prophet. And we never believed that we could see 25,000 plus people over here. It's only by your prophecy, and we honor you and we love you so much. God bless you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Harry Kay is single. Just putting it in there. Now, understanding teachers. Now, these are people who teach lay schools. They teach Strong Christian Academy. They teach people on apologetics and 11 different schools in the church. And representing them is Lady Pastor Mavis Abuaje and Lady Pastor Grace Ann Ababio.
Daddy, on behalf of the Understanding Campaign, I just want to say thank you for this great honor you have bestowed upon us to train and establish the first-timers and converts. The Understanding Campaign has the Strong Christian Academy, and it's a blessing, Daddy, to see the souls come transformed after the Strong Christian Camp. It's just beautiful to see them transform to become pastors, basenta leaders, basenta ministers. It's just amazing, Daddy. And the great change testimonies are just
We can't
amazing.
Hear you, Mavis. We can't hear you.
The great change testimonies are just amazing, Daddy. We want to say thank you for saying yes. Thank you for loving souls. Your love for the souls have given all of us something to do in the house of God. Thank you so much, Daddy, and we love you.
Amen. And Lady Pastor Grace Ann nodding in agreement. Not much to say, just nodding. Please take the picture and we will be moving on. Understanding teachers, I thought understanding teachers would have stood up to clap and to show their presence. I don't know why. Intimate counseling. From the intimate counselors in our church, we have regular checkups on all our members with our counseling team led by Mr. God Servant himself, who is God Servant, as his name suggests, and Lady Pastor Ama Fabian.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
We are here from the Intimate Counseling Campaign. It's a very big family and unique family that Daddy has put together.
Would you stand, Intimate Counselors, would you stand wherever you are? Wonderful. Yes, please go on.
One of the beautiful things Daddy does is one-on-one counseling. And Intimate Counseling is an extension of what he does. We are here this afternoon to just celebrate, Daddy, to thank you for the opportunity to be chosen and still be there. We have not taken your anointing for granted. We want to say, God bless you. We didn't know that we could do anything, but since we responded to the call to be there, we've realized that our lives have improved and we are getting better in life. Daddy, the Lord bless and keep you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
It is said that giving is a sincere proof of your love for a person. We just want this token as a proof of our love for our daddies.
Thank you, sir. Well spoken. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Well, next up, we're almost done. Next up, we have the aunties and uncles. Now, when somebody is an auntie in the First Love Church, it doesn't mean that their brother had teenage pregnancy. The aunties and uncles are because our prophet's life was transformed by somebody he called Uncle James while he was in secondary school. And so following on in that pattern and that prophetic token, we also call ourselves aunties and uncles because we reach out to secondary schools and counsel and keep the secondary school students in Jesus Christ. Amen. So we now operate in many schools, I think now over 66 schools in Accra alone and more outside Accra. And representing them is Episcopal Sister Erica Ayi and Pastor Isaiah Tenge and Pastor Adoniram, representing aunties and uncles. Please.
Hallelujah. Prophet, we want to say thank you. We know that this is a ministry that is on your heart, because this is a ministry that not only gave birth to you, but gave birth to a lot of the men of God and women of God that we have in this country. And for you to entrust such a ministry to us, we are privileged that we can go to the secondary schools and preach to them and bring them to Christ. The last Swollen Sunday, we're able to bring over 800 secondary students here to church. And it's just a blessing. We want to say thank you for entrusting us with this ministry. Thank you for giving us this privilege. We love you very, very much.
When a lawyer holds the mic, you know, lawyers in ministry, Sister Erica, Apostle Paul, and myself, there's a couple, just to mention a few. And so you can see the quality. Not all our students are the same. Anyway, Sunday Flames. Now, Sunday Flames are those who work at making sure our Sunday service runs in order. There's a huge list of work that goes on to make sure our Sunday Flames work. They are led by Lady Pastor Dr. Nabia and flanked by Dr. Abigail Edu Pokua, it's worth mentioning that they are real doctors. And then Ajua Baye, who is not a doctor, she's just a pastor. And then Pastor Solomon Odame, who I don't know what he did, but they are also here to speak. Amen.
Prophet, on behalf of the Sunday Films, which comprises the Aircom Stars, the Culinary Stars, Euro Toilets, Projection, Dazzling Lights, to mention a few.
Sound Ashes.
We want to say we honor you greatly. We thank you for giving us something to do in church. In many churches, most young people find themselves just maybe in the choir. But here we have something to do. We thank you for allowing God to use you to give us everything that pertains to life and godliness. At the beginning of this service, Michael sang a song that says, Adumbi Atoyeso. We believe that grace has fallen upon us because of you. We honor you. And on behalf of the Sunday Flames, we want to make this presentation to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's picture time. Wow. Ajua, who is not a doctor. Amen. Now, the creative arts team, which is the Greater Love Choir, the Film Stars, and the Dancing Stars. And they are led by Pastor Debo, Lady Pastor Gold, and the most beautiful girl in the church, Lady Pastor Priscilla Heward Mills. Amen.
Hello?
Who is a doctor? Gold is not a doctor. But anyway. All right, go ahead.
Dear Daddy, on behalf of the nicest ministry in the whole church, that's the Creative Arts Ministry, made up of the Film Stars, the Dancing Stars, and the best of all, the 3,000-member Greater Love Gospel Choir. We want to say that we really love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for seeing the talents in us that we didn't even see in ourselves. Thank you for giving us an opportunity Sunday after Sunday to sing, to dance, to act. Our lives would not be the same without you. Would have been wasting our lives singing and dancing in parties, at nightclubs, but you've given us a place to use our talents. And for that, I want to say we thank you and we appreciate you and we honor you. And thank you for loving me too so much. I really love you, Daddy.
Have you been to a nightclub before anyway? So, please take your picture. And Gold, it would be a good time to whisper to Prophet, I need a beloved, just between me and you. But go ahead. Debo, I will not talk about it. Just stand there. Wonderful. Wow. Picture time. Gold, whisper. Tell the truth. Uh-huh. How many times did Jesus go to the well? Not many times. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the creative arts team. And the penultimate group. You didn't get the WhatsApp. The penultimate group is the business community, which is our businessmen and professionals who are about the Father's business, led by Lady Pastor Dr. Joyce Jabate and flanked by Master Vincent Darko and Master Philip Arjopon. Amen.
Daddy, this is the business community.
Sorry, Auntie Joyce, they can't hear you. If you could please...
Daddy, this is the business community, the most blessed group in the church.
Wow.
And we know that it's because of you that God is blessing us. And today we want to honor you. We want to acknowledge the gift of God on your life, the anointing on your life, all the impartation that you have made through prayers, through laying hands on us, through prophesying over us, through even pouring oil on us and speaking the words of life over us. We want to say thank you. We love you, we appreciate you, and we honor you today. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Whisper, Vincent, whisper. You know what you need. Come on, it's the time. Hallelujah. And finally, to represent all the members of the church, we have Jemima Inkum, Paul Dag Abuaje, and the one whose diapers I used to change, Paula Heward Mills. Amen. To represent all the church members in the church. Paula, no one will know it's you, the one holding the yellow envelope. Don't worry.
Hi, Daddy. On behalf of all the church members of First Love Church, we want to thank you and we honor you for imparting wisdom and prophesying into our lives and praying for us every Sunday after Sunday. You preach to us revival after revival, camp after camp, year after year. And you have 3,000 plus churches, but you decide to be here. And our lives have never been the same. And you always remind us that with our little and our much, we can do something. We can be soul winners. We can be Ben MP partners. And we just want to thank you. Thank you so much for obeying the call and for the anointing on your life. Thank you.
Wow. This is the final. I thought all members would stand up to back. You know, this is the member group. If you're a member. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. And what an honor and a blessing it is for us. Thank you very much, leaders. You can go back to your seats. Prophet, we want to say thank you. We honor you. We honor the anointing. And we pray that God will use you for many, many more years to transform and bless our lives, our ministries, and our callings. Can I have an amen? So we thank you. This is a small token of our love and our appreciation in Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.